Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So I'm fascinated by this, and as you know, body language is something that I'm very interested in. I remember when I was traveling a lot to China, you had to learn the way to greet people. You had to learn, for example, that if somebody gave you a business card, you would accept it with both hands and not one hand. You were meant to look at it and then you put it away. When you handed them a business card, you would hold it in two hands, turn it to face them and give it to them in two hands, and they would accept it in the same way. Not doing that was considered rude. And you were expected, absolutely expected to know that. So sometimes we get things wrong. And we do that, of course. We live in a very global world, obviously. We travel a lot. People visit from all over. And it does become important to try and understand what body language means and what things mean in different cultures. As much as there are things that unite us, maybe laughing, maybe shaking our head from side to say no, there are many things that do differ. And we wanted to understand a little bit more about that. Tanya Steyn is the founder and CEO of The Art of People. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you?
I am well. Thank you. So how does, well, I would imagine it's changed a lot as we are more global and exposed to different cultures, but I would imagine there are very specific cultural differences.
So body language is universal. I mean, we've established that with a lot of science. It's universal. We all do the same things. But you're 100% correct. There are some cultural differences. And it's really just good to know, you know, like you were saying, in some Asian cultures, for example, when you greet someone, you don't shake their hands. You actually bow. Mm. So, and the research tells us that the amount of bowing that you do down shows the sign of respect. You know, but when we go and visit countries like that, we don't know. So you just bow, you just nod your head, and that's seen as not so respectful.
Right.
You know, luckily, you know, like the Japanese, they don't really expect foreigners to understand their techniques. A good thing to do is to watch what they do and then just follow along, you know.
Yeah, and that really is just actually be open to it. Watch what other people are doing.
Just be open to it. Mm. You know, so there are some cultural differences that we have to be aware of, like in some Middle Eastern countries, for example, eye contact between men and women is punishable.
Mm.
You know, some cultures believe if it's a senior person, you do not make eye contact. Now, that's a little bit of a conundrum because we build connection when we make eye contact. We release oxytocin for both of us, so it's really building connection. So sort of just knowing what you need to do. You know, eye contact is good, but also if you stare too much, then it could be seen as disagreeable or, you know, that disappointed dad stare. You know, so you need to know space. Space is another thing. You know, in some cultures, space, they don't mind coming into your intimate zone. So we get three zones around us. We call it the intimate, the personal, or the social zone.
Right.
And oftentimes, especially Mediterranean people, they come into your space. They love touching and feeling and being in your space. And if you're not that culturally inclined, then it might offend you, you know. So also just understanding, you know, watching people.
Right.
And of course, there's some hand gestures, of course. There are some hand gestures that are...
Yes, that's the one we also always worry about because we might think something is perfectly innocuous and it isn't.
Yes, like a thumbs up.
Mm.
We see that as for us, it's a good sign or the victory sign, you know, when we face our palms outwards and we make the
beam.
Now, Churchill started that in the Second World War.
Right.
But in some countries, if you do that, it means go to hell, like Greece and Turkey.
Wow.
You know, it's a sign of going to hell.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't.
Like, you know, the AOK, like Donald Trump used to do the AOK all the time.
Yes.
Now, in France, that means zero. So if you A-OK somebody there, you're showing them a zero, you know. So, but in general, I think it's more universal. You know, there's little things like the eye contact is a thing. I've actually taught people, especially women in South Africa, for example, sometimes some cultures, they're not allowed to make eye contact with the men because they show respect. But, and yet in business, if you're a female in business, you should make eye contact, especially if you're in a senior position because you want to be respected. You know, yeah. So it's a little bit of a, I think it's changing though. You know, we are all becoming more aware of what we see. And then, of course, if you see a body language that makes you nervous, normally trust your gut. If someone's hiding their hands, you know, we call it digital flexion with the fingers. So if the fingers are open and relaxed, it's quite a nice and easygoing person. As soon as the fingers start curling in, something's going on.
And that's, you know, and that's pretty aggression. Universal because that's our bodies talking to us.
100%. And it all happens at the subconscious level.
Unsigned says, in Arab cultures, it's a massive no-no to show the sole of your shoe to somebody. I made that mistake in Dubai once.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, you see, I'm not so good. I know Middle Eastern countries are very strict with their rules.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we were in Dubai, my husband was holding my daughter's hand, and I think she was 9 or 10.
Right.
And somebody walked past us and said, "You must let go of her hand." You know, so...
Wow.
No touching allowed.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to respect the culture. You know, sort of read up on the cultures a little bit if you want to go and visit a country and see what is expected of you and what not. Now, some countries are really strict. Others are more relaxed, you know.
Mm.
You go and visit somebody in the Mediterranean and they're in your space, just don't be offended or push them away. No, that's what they like.
What's interesting as well is even within South Africa, I've noticed that we've got a lot of cultural differences. And now you referred to women. I've worked with women in corporates where they do find it difficult to make eye contact with a man because culturally that's not how they were raised. The problem is if they avoid eye contact, they're perceived as maybe being either intimidated or even dishonest. And, neither of those might be true.
You see, so what I try and teach them when I do teach women in corporate is if it's a working environment, you should make eye contact. If it's like a family event or a function, just in the beginning, don't make eye contact, but afterwards you need to. Because if you don't make eye contact, you don't build connection. People don't trust you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's a natural subconscious thing that happens in the brain.
Right.
So, you know, it's important that you do. So I try to teach them to sort of have a balance. You know, when you greet, don't make eye contact, and if you don't have to. But then otherwise, if you want to be taken serious in business, you certainly have to make eye contact.
There are also religious issues. I know Orthodox Jewish women, as religious Muslim women, won't shake hands, for example, with a man. And then the way I've always told people is just explain it and say, you know, I'm not going to shake your hand religiously. I don't do that. But then continue the conversation, the head held high, shoulders back, and I think you'll be
and just look friendly.
Mm.
You know, I know some Asian cultures, for example, a short handshake. Now we tend to want to give a good solid handshake, but they give you a short little handshake, and that's a sign of trust.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, if they give you a short handshake, it's all strange.
Yes.
We're all very interesting things as human beings.
Why does a weak handshake irritate us or irritate me so much?
Okay, so there's been such solid research on handshakes. Handshakes, when we touch skin on skin, we release oxytocin, which is the feel-good hormone for both of us.
Okay.
When you have a weak handshake, immediately your brain goes, remember the brain wants to protect us at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately the brain goes, this is a weak person, I can't touch him. I won't follow him, I don't like him. A weak handshake is really a problem. I actually have a whole lecture on how to shake hands.
Right. So, I mean, in other words, don't do it. Just pull yourself together.
Do a proper handshake.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Don't squeeze too hard. You get those people that squeeze life out
of
your hand.
Yes.
Yeah, that's horrible. It's a sign of aggression. You should look for more signs.
Right.
You know, it's definitely a sign of aggression or insecurity.
Right.
And then, of course, the weak hands, you know, I shook hands with the CEO once, and it was like this dead fish. I didn't even want to listen to him. It shows people your character.
Yeah, you just want to slap somebody. It shows me my character.
Yeah.
That somebody shakes hands with me like that, and I just want a sharp, short smack, and then they'll be fine. Like, pull yourself together. Like, what is going on? I know.
It's terrible. But 100%, it tells the brain this is a weak person, and you will not take them as serious as they want to be taken. They might not be weak. your brain is protecting you. It says, this is not a leader. And look, we want to follow leaders. Our brain wants us to be around people that are good and strong and making things happen.
Absolutely.
That's protecting us. And so you immediately have this,
Just going back to the cultural differences, I think it's also, there was an interesting case very recently, I spoke about it on my show, I think last week or the week before, with CNN presenter Christiane Amanpour. She was interviewing the president of Iran, and he, in New York, and he demanded that she cover her hair, and she said no. She said, if I'm in Iran, out of respect for the culture there, I will cover my hair, and I will wear something over my hair. But now you're in New York, and I'm not going to be doing that. And ultimately, the interview didn't happen because he refused to sit with her with an uncovered hair. And we had this discussion on radio. I happen to agree with her because I do think that when you're in somebody's country, and I think you've referred to that a few times, read up on their culture, respect their culture. But if somebody's in yours, then it's a very different story.
You do what you do. They need to respect your culture.
So I thought that was quite fascinating. And we do see this. I mean, I would imagine that especially from a women's perspective, that this is often used as a way to subjugate women rather 100%. Than just being about respectful of culture.
That's why I think it's in Iran where they're burning all these.
Yes, it is at the moment. The Iranian women are
and protesting. I understand 100% because it makes you submissive. You know, if you're all covered and you're not allowed to make eye contact, you are seen as a weak person. And that's how those men want to keep them. That's just my opinion. I don't want to start a world war yet.
No, absolutely.
It's just my opinion. They keep them submissive.
Well, and I think the whole issue there is they keep them, is what you're saying. And if somebody's choice is to cover their hair and to adhere to those traditional systems, then that's great, as long as it's a woman's choice and it isn't anybody else.
I believe if it's your choice, you do it.
As long as there's no one else telling her what to do, then it's absolutely fine. But the minute you have a ruling that says that you need to behave in that sort of a way, then that's where it's a little bit more problematic. That is where we leave it. Tanya Steyn, founder and CEO of The Art of People, talking to us about cultural differences with body language.